News Hit.
Morning, Naomi Lynch with you. Three people have reportedly been affected by fumes on board an aircraft at the Gold Coast Airport. QAS were alerted around 6:40 last night after the Jetstar flight touched down from Sydney, with passengers reporting a funny smell. A woman in her 30s was suffering from some throat irritation. She and two other people were taken to Robina Hospital for treatment and observation. Rescue drones scanning our oceans for missing swimmers or scary sharks can now beam the footage to anywhere in Australia in just a single second. The new streaming technology launched on the Gold Coast by Westpac Little Ripper Drones and Amazon will reduce the current delay surf lifesavers get before being able to see what their rescue drones are seeing.
Our live stream used to take up to 30 seconds to transmit to another place. Now we've got that down to under a second. Imagine you're in the water and drowning. You want to get that pod to you ASAP.
Spokesperson Mark Phillips on 7 there. Graduating students feeling overwhelmed or anxious about the QCS test coming up in a couple of weeks are being encouraged to reach out for help. Steve Hackett from Headspace Southport says they understand exam time can take its toll on young teens and says simply talking to someone, whether it be a loved one or a support service, can make a big difference.
One of the things that we find that's really best and most helpful for young people is to be able to express what's going on for them. And in doing so, they feel more heard and understood and usually more supported. And as a result, you know, the stress of those situations can reduce somewhat.
Queensland isn't escaping the brunt of the wild weather our southern states are experiencing at the moment, with strong winds expected off the Gold Coast today and tomorrow. The Weather Bureau issuing a strong marine wind warning from the border at Coolangatta all the way up to Fraser Island. And new research has found women are asking for pay rises just as often as men, but they're significantly less likely to get them. KPMG says discrimination based on gender stereotypes is now costing ladies around 95 cents an hour. To sport, and Aussie skipper Tim Payne wants all 11 players to dig deep in a bid to beat England in the third Ashes test. Our starting 11 will be revealed just before the toss. And the Titans' depth is being tested further, with Dale Copley undergoing season-ending surgery on his shoulder yesterday. Copley says he hopes to be back for pre-season training in November.
I'll be in a sling for 6 weeks and then it'll be a slow process building up strength over probably another 3.5 months. So I should be into everything no later than mid-December.
And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or through our website.